All right, Mackenzie, would you mind kicking it off today? A little Monday motivation.
Certainly. I love this, and I love when airlines go above and beyond. And now I'm talking about Southwest Airlines. So this is so cool. There was a cute little 8-year-old girl flying home after the holiday on Southwest Airlines, and she mentioned it was her birthday. So what did they do? All the flight attendants asked all the rows to push their call lights, you know, the little lights
that
you
can flicker above. Up.
Yep. To put them on and sing happy birthday. And after the end, they said, hey, we're going to count to three. On the count of three, little girl, blow out your candles. 1, 2, 3. And then they turned off all the lights at the same time. So she got an awesome birthday wish up in the sky.
Oh, I love that, Mackenzie.
Isn't that sweet?
That's awesome. All right. So I love hearing about servers just doing their job, working hard. Because, well, for example, Pork Chop, I know that guy busts his butt and sometimes he gets nothing. Like, people just stiff them. Then there's other stories like this of a couple surprising a Denny's waitress. She had to walk 14 miles to work. Well, they took care of that problem for her.
Adriana Edwards spends a lot of her time walking around Galveston. Nearly each day, she travels 14 miles. Over the past few weeks, she's lost 25 pounds. She doesn't do it, though, to lose weight. Edwards spends hours by foot to get to work.
So you got to do what you got to do.
But the long walks are about to end, thanks to a couple who sat in her section.
She wanted more ice cream, so I got her like some extra ice cream.
Edwards had no idea the extra scoop would be so sweet. Hours after leaving, the woman returned, not looking for ice cream, but offering Edwards a car.
In my head, I was like, you know, pranks are cool and everything, but this one's just a tad bit cruel.
It was no prank. The woman handed Edwards keys to a 2011 Nissan Sentra.
This morning, the first thing I did when I woke up was look out my window, see if it's actually there or if I dreamed it.
Adriana's about to have a lot more time on her hands. Walking to and from work would take her about 4.5 hours. With a vehicle, she can drive back and forth in about 30 minutes.
The couple, who wants to stay anonymous, heard about Edwards' work commute.
She teared up, which made me feel happy and, you know, that we moved, that she was so moved by that.
The couple didn't ask for any money in return, but they did make one request.
I know it's Thanksgiving, but I said Merry Christmas, and hopefully that someday she'll just pay it forward.
That is so cool. Oh, my gosh.
I love that story. You know, it really is cool. When you do something for somebody else, the gift is really you're giving it to yourself because nothing beats that feeling.
Oh, my gosh. I'm kind of lazy, but it would be nice to lose 25 pounds. I just don't want to walk to work, though. Any ideas of how I can do anything with that? And finally, Pork Chop, what do you got today for Monday motivation?
There is a hospice facility in England that helped a guy, you know, with his last, one of his last wishes.
Okay.
And so, you know, the movie Star Wars, The Rise of Skywalker, it's actually coming out December 20th.
Yeah, yes. a lot of talk about this. A lot of hype.
Yeah, so this guy, he wanted to remain anonymous, but he's, you know, unfortunately not supposed to make it that long until December 20th. So the CEO of Disney, Bob Iger, he helped the guy to see a special advanced screening of the movie as one of his last dying wishes.
Oh, I love that.
They've done stuff like that before, too. And I don't know about every movie, but I know Star Wars. They always take care of their fans, and they do like little things like that, which at the end of the day, it's just a movie seen early. But to that person, it means so much, and it's so cool that they did that.
I wonder if he's sworn to secrecy. Like, everyone's probably like, give me the plot details. What happens?
Oh, if I knew, I'm like, guys, so here's what happens. I'm like, what are you going to do, arrest me? So. All right. That's just me, though. I'm senile. Hey, that's Monday Motivation, and that's what it's all about. We're going to try to get that up online. You can check it out a little bit later at joeandmackenzie.com.